What is up, guys, and welcome back to yet another episode.
Sock in It featuring Lil Ray and Noah Beck.
What's up? Obviously, today we're going to mix it up a little, and we're going to dedicate the whole episode strictly to a segment that we're going to play here. Okay. And it is the best questions to ask on a first date.
Ooh, I love that.
If that's not intriguing enough to watch or to listen, whatever you're doing right now, towards the end, we're also going to play a little surprise game for you guys. But in the meantime, let's just get right into it.
I love first date questions.
So this is like what people recommend like getting from your first date.
Yeah, yeah. Questions that they've asked on like their date.
Like you should ask this for
Like
conversation starters or like
yeah, it could be
seeing the rest of your life with someone.
Both. Conversation starters, getting to know a person.
Love it. Okay. And then we're gonna ask each other and answer.
Okay.
Okay. Just to see like where it goes. Okay.
He's gonna read them.
Oh, you're reading them?
Do you want me to?
Yeah. I think it'll be easier.
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
All right, so question number one.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Ooh.
Okay, I love this question. I've actually heard this question before. Dead or alive?
Either.
Anybody?
I think you ask your person that. I think that shows a little bit of personality.
Yeah.
You know, like dead or alive.
Can it be a fiction character?
Anyone.
Like Marvel movie type
beat? SpongeBob is acceptable.
Bitch, yeah. I would love to have... Okay, I'll let you go first.
I have to think about it. That's a great question.
I would for sure probably either have...
like it's a one-on-one dinner, me and this person, and just to pick their brain. Who would I want... Whose brain would I want to pick? Do I want to laugh? Do I want to be informed, inspired?
I think I would do Tony Stark.
What's your... Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have different answers for different or goals Thanos. Of the dinner. I would want to pick Thanos' brain a little. Mm-hmm. That'd be an interesting one.
Me trying to steal his gauntlet.
I can fix you.
I can fix you. Bae, this isn't you.
I can fix you, Thanos. Why Tony Stark?
Because he's a genius, and like I feel as though
his energy is great.
He's like that. What's that guy? Bradley Martin?
Oh, is he not Bradley Elon Martin? Elon Musk?
Dan Bilzerian. He's like that. No, he's like Elon Musk.
Yeah, not Dan Bilzerian.
Sorry,
that was a little bit of both. To be fair, because you got like the genius playboy.
That is true.
Yeah,
because Dan Bilzerian's like known for having the girls and like
exactly
cool gadgets, whereas Elon Musk is like
genius. Just smart.
Brains.
Too weird.
That's actually a good
Grimes.
One. Grimes, as in
Elon Musk's baby mama.
You'd want to have a dinner with her?
Yeah, she's so smart.
Okay.
Isn't she like all into aliens?
Yeah, I feel like the bitch is an alien, to be quite honest with you.
Elon probably is too.
Riddle me this.
I heard Elon's.
Why is her baby name numbers? You know her child's name's like 3568T5I. I'm not kidding.
Those are the conversations I want to know. Like what?
Why?
Huh? Like what?
That's her child's name.
Her name's just Grimes. I did not know that. What?
That's her child's name.
How to pronounce?
We'll put it up on the screen.
Exa Dark Siderel.
That's like...
That is a spawn of Satan.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it. That shit's really weird.
Yeah.
Like if I were to grow up and that was my name.
Siderel? Siderel?
What? To imagine having to spell that A and that E all the time. Or like you get a keyboard and you can't put the A and the E that way.
Oh my God.
That would piss me off.
Excellent.
It's annoying.
That's crazy.
They want to be different so bad.
All right, Noah, who would you have dinner with?
I have some like controversial ones. Strictly due to the fact, like, I want to pick like a serial killer's brain.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer vibes.
Don't you think like it'd be so interesting to sit down and like talk to like
Jeffree Star?
No.
You're on the right track.
No, like a Ted Bundy. Imagine just like talking to him.
Yeah, so then like, out of nowhere, he just starts stabbing in the neck.
No.
Bitch.
I have him chained down. I've heard stories. I don't fuck that fool up.
Not fool. A fool.
Orale. No, I think... I don't know, because my mind obviously, like, I'm... People that I'm intrigued about. So, like, I'm thinking some, like, weird people.
Yeah.
And, like, if I go back in time, like, you could imagine, like, the people that I would just be like, why? Why'd you do it? You know? Yeah.
But then don't you think people... I mean... Valid.
Like, people don't have to know about the dinner.
But it's, like also, like, watch the documentary.
I guess, but, like, you...
There's no documentary about Tony Stark.
If someone made a documentary about you...
Okay.
Do you think someone watching it would get the full you? Or do you think they would get more out of you if they had a full conversation with you?
That's tea.
You like, you don't really get to hear a ton about their side. Documentaries can skew it a little, you know?
Those glasses. Yeah.
Look, keep it. No, okay, but like someone I just genuinely want to just sit down and talk with.
What about someone alive?
Someone alive that I could sit down and talk with.
Waterbugs.
You got to keep in mind like the language barrier too. If there was like a translator at the table as well, but that would be annoying. I want someone that speaks good English.
I would do the guy who made Gangnam Style.
Sigh.
I want to question why the fuck he did that.
Why and only made one and dipped?
Yeah, like where'd you go? Like come back with the bops.
My mind can't get away from like soccer. Like obviously, I just want to hear like all the stories they have to say. Like, yeah. So I would want to sit down with like David Beckham mm-hmm. or like Sir Alex Ferguson, who's like the Manchester United like manager, or he was.
He's so fire.
He's a legend. You don't know. He is. You don't know.
Don't silence me.
You don't know.
Don't silence me.
You've been silenced. You don't know.
I'll piss on your forehead.
But then there's also some like actors. Like I do want to sit down with like Brad Pitt would be cool, or like Mark
that'd be
Wahlberg.
So
just like
sick. Yeah.
Leo.
Like, what's it like? Leo would be sick. Yeah. Yeah. That was like my top five.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Eddie Murphy. Oh.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one. Or Madea. Do you know who Madea is?
That would be good.
That'd be fucking silly. Tyler Perry.
Some good ones.
Like all right, next question.
All right, what's the next question?
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
I mean, the body of a 30-year-old when you're 90 years old, just in your prime.
Insane. But I don't even want to make it past 20. Like,
but mind.
Like,
but the mind of a 30-year-old, it depends, like, where you're at maturely. Like,
because you're already mature for yourself now.
Yeah, but when you're 30, like, usually, like, you gain experience and wisdom, like, the older you get.
Yeah.
But, like your also, when you started at, like, 90 is an age where, like,
you forget things.
You
though.
Can start getting like that's dementia. When dementia and like all that stuff starts to get into play.
Oh my god! I remember I cussed when we were filming the streamies. This old lady from across the street walked across the street and was screaming. She's like, "You don't have a permit to be here!" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" She was like, "Ever since you moved into the neighborhood, it's just been ruckus." And I was like, girl, what are you talking about? I don't throw parties. Girl. I don't, like, I'm chilling. Like, y'all know me. I'm very calm and collected. But then she was, like, calling me, like, she was basically calling me ghetto. And I go, I don't know if, like, I look at her in her face. I go, I don't know if you have dementia or is it Alzheimer's, but I need you to leave me the fuck alone. And I go, I was like, I pay my rent and taxes Slapper. Just as much as you
Get
do.
Your hold on.
And she goes, you children are just causing ruckus, you damn kids. And I go, isn't it crazy that a child lives across the street from you paying the same exact rent, probably higher than you?
Stop.
No, because she was being racist. And I'm so tired of these. You know what? This like, is the conversation.
You a kid once?
I respect my elders so much because I grew up on it. But these old bitches got me fucked up. You meet him. Oh, see, look, y'all are panicking. I just stop.
What's funny to me is like, not funny. It's just
I hate
more of
ignorant
like,
old people.
It's so fun to think like they were kids once. Like you were like the old people Absolutely. That like get it and that are like cool and they're like
they're chilling.
Ah, you kids, man.
But the
like,
ones
it's
that have
funny
the mindset,
like not bitch, too long no, ago,
it's
like
the bitches that was born in like the 1970s that have like the mindset of like racism and just misogyny. It's quite ignorant
yeah,
that
but
they
the
still
ones
walk
that,
our
like,
earth.
Adapt with it are the best. Like the ones that like
I know. But this bitch was like she
went like the grandpa
called
and
me
grandma's
a fucking mukaku and I was mad. You know what mukaku means? No. It means monkey in Brazilian.
Oh.
She was trying to play the tortilla challenge. Damn.
I know. I almost knocked that bitch out of her head.
I'm gonna steal that bitch's life alert. I would choose the body just because I think that'd be sick at
oh,
like
I'm sorry,
age 90.
We got so off topic.
Yeah, age great. 90, like imagine if I could still play soccer. Like I could imagine you play soccer till you're 80 years old. Could you imagine?
Soccer, twerking.
Never retire.
Wait, hold on. I can't twerk now.
I would need my mind slightly, but I mean,
personally,
I
wish there was another option where it's like you don't, I don't want to live past 30.
Oh.
No tea, no shade. I just don't want to get old. Like I don't want to like look old. I
don't say that. Like you're.
I know black don't cry.
A few years away.
I just don't want to go
don't
through
say that though. That's
I
part
know.
Of life.
Obviously, I don't want to experience Alzheimer's. I don't want to experience arthritis.
I heard sex gets even better in your 30s.
Okay, that's what I said. I'm a step
I heard
at 40.
It gets the best in like your, I heard it gets I'm the best in like your 50s. That's what I've heard.
What?
That's when you start swinging.
Oh.
Swinging.
You become a swinger.
Do you know what
that
is?
What does that mean?
It's like
is that a type of position? Because I've been in it once.
No, it's
a,
no.
Oh. Educate.
Swinging is like when you're in a relationship and like y'all... like go to other couples and you're like, want to switch? You know,
that's,
like
that's I cannot do that. You know, people travel like STDs and stuff.
Fair enough. All right, what's this next one?
All right.
Ew.
Well, staying on this dark note, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Oh, I know how I'm
going. I don't even want to like speak this into existence. This shit scares me.
I know how
I'm going. Because I'm a big believer in like speaking stuff into existence, to be honest. Because like I wasn't until like recently when I started saying stuff out loud or like thinking stuff and then it happens and I'm like, I need to be more positive and I need to be
manifest and think. Boogie.
All right, what do we think? I've used it to my advantage, to be fair. Yeah. Like I've said things and I'm like, this will happen. And it's like, obviously, you still have to work for it. Yeah. But, like, this is one of those things where I, like...
Don't want to, like, yeah. Valid. I think I know how... I fully am, like...
Oh, here we go.
I'm well aware of how I'm going to go out. But...
How are you leaving this world?
I'm going to let y'all find out.
Hopefully at an old age.
I'm going to let y'all find
out. Wait, what?
Because I have dreams of how... Okay, so I'm a super strong dreamer. And every time I have dreams of things that always happened, I'm not trying to say I'm fucking that's a raven, but... It's weird. It always happens. And I die a lot in my dreams, but it's always the same exact way. It's me getting murdered.
And by who?
I don't know. Everybody. Is it one time my grandma killed me and I was shook.
Is it the same place?
I almost punched that bitch in her throat. Grandma, if you're watching this, if you try to kill me.
In your dreams, you try to punch?
And what if I couldn't sock her? It was crazy.
It's so annoying. Like, but, in my dreams, like, I'm so unathletic.
I genuinely am afraid of getting murdered, and I feel like that's my biggest fear, and I feel like that's the way that's gonna... Well, I don't want to put that out. It's scary, and I...
That's scary.
Doll in danger. I need security. Put me in witness protection program, because this shit's scary.
Well, that was our hardest question, luckily.
That was a weird
one. Onto a lighter
note. Can we cut that out? Because what if the murderer sees this?
He's like, oh, he knows.
That's my cue.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Like powers?
Quality or... Yeah, I guess we could say a power.
Quality or ability. Interesting. What would it be?
I want to shapeshift.
Like into someone or into a thing?
I want to like be able to shapeshift into you. Like Mystique from X-Men. Because imagine like you close your eyes and boom, Jeffree Star. You'd be shook.
That's scary.
Oh.
Wait, so like you could change into different people?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a Loki type. You know Loki? Thor's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He can literally...
He can shapeshift.
Yeah.
If I could shapeshift, y'all, I'm not even going to say this.
That's scary. You could use it to your advantage.
You
so
know
much.
What I was thinking about. I would... Bitch, I would be the president and I would send nukes to my ops house.
Oh. To your ops?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I want it in this house in LA.
Oh, I'd be so. Oh my God, I would turn into Jeffrey. Oh my God, I would do. So, I would cancel you. I would pretend to
Why
be
me.
I would go on TikTok Live as you, and I would say the N word. Yeah, bitch, try me. If I have shapeshifting powers, y'all all done. I'll leak your dick pics.
I'll leak my own.
Damn.
Wait, why am I literally a villain? Hold on. Is this my villain arc?
It's
am
the sunglasses.
No, it's the glasses. They're so powerful. One Jesus. Of them. What would you do?
I think I would, like, imagine waking up and just, like, being able to fly. It'd be kind of cool.
That'd be crazy.
But, like, I don't know if I could say, like, obviously, like, my superpower, I would love to, like, be able to time travel. Love to just be, like, wonder what it was like back then. Just go real quick and then, like, come back. Or just, like, even just, like, I always thought about this. Like, always just, like, what if I just slapped you in the face right now? Like, what would you do? And then, like, if it went wrong for me, rewind 5 seconds, don't slap him in the face. Like, I would never make... I always thought about that, like, with just little things, like the intrusive thoughts. Like, what if I just... Like, and it's not always
like
bad
Like, experience
things,
the benefit of it, but then...
Yeah, it's not, like, not always a bad thing. So it's just, like... And even if it does, like, really work out in my favor, I could still go back and be like, all right, well, I did it. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, it always just... Like, I feel like waking up and time traveling would be kind of cool.
When did you last cry in front of another person...
When did you laugh crying for another person? I'll take this one. Oh, I see the little by yourself as well. Look, I'm very in tune with my emotion and I'm very like, I have no shame. And like sometimes a cry could help. Okay, but like, I haven't cried in a while. Like I've been good lately. And then.
No movie?
When's the last time you cried?
No movie, to be honest. Wait.
You cried
for some reason. I got like. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like the air or something. When I was watching Top Gun, I like happy cried like 3 times. Really? Like not like sobbing, just like I would randomly get like chills and like tears in my eyes and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, why am I doing this? But yeah, I don't know. That was weird. I was like really invested in that movie and I loved it. But like full on cried, I don't know. It's been a while, but
yeah. I mean, last person you cried in front of was me.
Probably.
Sorry to air your shit out, but
you.
He's such a pretty crier. You know, like people have like his eyelashes get so curly.
Is Noah one of those people where if you see him cry, you almost want to cry yourself?
Yeah.
I hate that.
My eyes get hella like blue when I cry.
Your face is so red. Slay. Last person I cried in front of was my ex.
See, that's how it is though.
No, yeah. It was a good cry though. It was like oh my god, like I love you so much. Cry.
It's good.
Yeah. But so slay.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, well, your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be and why?
Ooh. One but it's item. After saving loved ones and pets.
Yeah, yeah, so this so is this out is of material, the house. Material
this
object.
This is a material thing.
That's, yeah. Your phone's probably in your pocket, so you don't need to go back for that.
I would be very upset. I have a lot of clothes and shoes.
That's a great question. I would probably run and grab my laptop.
I was gonna say, I'm surprised no one's saying laptop.
I initially thought of that. I was like, mom, like I can get another one. And it's like
no, but like it's the stuff you have.
I don't have anything like really backed up. Like all my stuff's in the cloud. You know, like I got Apple.
Head in the cloud, got a weight on my shoulder.
No, I would choose my Messi.
My laptop.
Your Messi?
My signed Messi jersey.
Damn, okay.
I'll choose that.
Would you cannibalize someone to survive on a stranded island knowing that there's a 25% chance of rescue / survival if you eat the corpse, but a 0% chance of rescue / survival if you don't eat it?
100%. Without a question, I do not care what you say. If you have a chance to survive, you're eating someone. Oh my God. I'm not eating someone if, like, that I'm fully
so
stable.
Like my, I'm, like, turning and tossing inside.
But like, you would do it. Don't act like you wouldn't. It's, like, the thing that's, like...
It's I like didn't even say answer yet.
No, I know, but before you answer, it's, like, for $1 billion, would you fuck your cousin? It's, like, have you heard that question? Like,
no.
But that's like a no-brainer.
I'm fucking...
For $1 billion, like, you're joking. Like, these questions are so stupid because it's, like... morally wrong, but at the same time, if it's fight or flight, you bet your ass I'm fighting. Like 25% chance I'm taking
it's
that
me
over
and you
zero.
On, it's me and you on this island. You're gonna kill me
up.
And eat me.
I would eat you 100%. I'd ration you.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay.
I would eat you then kill you.
I would what? It depends on the person. Because I'm not gonna eat a bitch that drinks Bang Energy Hot Cheetos and Monster Energy drinks. Girl, I don't know what the fuck is in your body.
Right.
But if it's Noah, bitch.
I got some good meat.
Can I get the bill? This is too good.
No, yeah.
That's so gross. Imagine eating somebody, though.
I know, but like, imagine surviving. So,
I'd rather die than kill my friend.
I probably have a gross...
Like, what? You would kill me. I wouldn't kill you.
That didn't have the. Let's say there's already a dead body. They didn't say anything about having to kill anyone.
Ugh.
But yeah, no, I don't have like a weak stomach, but I don't have like a strong stomach when I can't imagine ripping someone's arm off and like putting it over a fire.
You'd have a weak stomach then.
Yeah, like I'm sure it would be gross, but like if it's 0% survival, if you don't eat it, I'm gonna take that chance, you know?
Go for it, queen.
That Jeffrey sounds really bad.
That it's giving like Jeffrey really, Dahmer vibes.
I know, but like most people would take that.
But like the way you answered it too quickly, you didn't even get some time to think about it.
But isn't that a no-brainer?
That's a red flag.
Isn't that a no-brainer?
And I'm on to your bitch ass, and you're not coming to my cookout.
I'm not giving up that easy, especially at this age. Like,
I wish you would try to kill me.
Bitch, I'll eat your leg.
Girl, I'm throwing sand in your face and kicking you in the throat and then popping out your kneecaps, bitch. You're not. I'm not going out without a fight.
And the next question.
Like, you can't go fishing? Like, you have to just eat me? You couldn't go in the fucking water and try to get a turtle?
That's not part of the question. I look, if I could find a
fish. There's no fish in the sea.
What does it say? Island, you said?
Stranded island.
Yes, there's coconuts. First of all, there's bugs. birds.
If I could find a loophole, I would pick some berries. I would do all that. But if all there was,
I don't believe in this island. I don't believe in.
If it was just sand and a dead body,
I don't believe in cannibalism.
If there was just sand and a dead body, eating that dead body.
Love it. See why people. This is why I don't trust y'all.
But if I could grill it and prepare it my own way, like if
oh
I
my had to, god, wait.
If I had to eat it straight up, you're joking. I'm not biting into someone's skin and like getting like. But if I could like these prepare are red, it,
let's go to the next one.
Yeah, if no, I can prepare it,
these are red flags, and I will be talking to the authorities I'll gobble about you this. Up. I can't tell if this is a threat or you're flirting with me. Next.
Okay, if all animals were the same height / size, who could you beat in a fight that you wouldn't normally be able to beat in a fight?
Interesting.
Like wait. Dogs and stuff?
Yeah, or like...
I'm so confused about this question.
That was not thought out too well.
Well, kind of. Like, imagine like an ant. A 6-foot ant.
I would faint.
That'd be terrifying.
A caterpillar. A butterfly? That'd be the size of you?
That'd be pretty.
But then it has to fight you.
But also imagine like...
I'm going to die.
Also imagine like a 6-foot elephant. Like a little condensed elephant. It'd be kind of cute. Yeah.
They have those already, babe. The baby elephant. Baby elephant,
to be fair, I guess. I guess, but like...
But I see where you're going with it, so I'm sorry like for how many, how many, shutting how many down more, your dream.
How many, like, you're full grown. How many more animals are, like,
bigger you know, than I would love to are, see. Like, I would love
that'd
to
be fun
see.
To fight.
I would love
like, imagine to a 6-foot giraffe. Like a little giraffe.
They have those.
A baby Noah. Giraffe.
A full grown giraffe.
This is like,
what? Like you get the question.
I do.
I see what you mean. It could have the muscles of a full grown giraffe.
Right. I'm trying to condense them, but like okay. Also you can think of like bigger. Like imagine a 6-foot spider.
See, now you ruined it. This is why we can't have nice things. Because now you scared me. I can't even think about the question now.
I'm not being a 6-foot spider.
But like imagine an ostrich that's like 10 feet. That'd be so funny.
Oh, a gigantic ostrich.
And the guy just saw it. It's hilarious. You're not interested in my ostrich idea.
I'm trying to think about it. I'm trying to think if there's any like dinosaurs that I know that would like compare.
I would love to see.
Man, that's a velociraptor.
Oh my God, imagine Milo 6 feet tall. Aww.
Your dog? The big.
Like Clifford.
Clifford, the big red dog.
Aw, Milo.
Thank you. If you could relive a day over and over again, Groundhog Day style. Do you guys know what that means?
It means like repetitive.
Yep.
Yeah, you die, wake up.
Yep. Yeah. What day would it be and why?
My birthday.
The COVID party?
Okay. Really? Trigger warning next time. Yes, that day was, oh, no. No. I fell on the stairs that day. No. Oh, it'll be the first day.
I might have been part of it, though.
It'll be the first day me and you met.
Ew.
You have to relive that over and over, though.
Y'all make me want to shit on myself. Remember that? We got a viral sound.
What day would it be? I think it'll be... That's such a good question. There's so many days I want to like relive.
I know. I can't think of just one, to be honest.
I'd say my birthday party, though. It was the best day of my life.
Honestly, the soccer aid charity game that I played in, that was so fun. If I could every single day play in front of 60,000 people.
Oh, that'd be insane.
Are you kidding?
That's gnarly as hell.
That was so fun.
I was going to say your universal day, Larry.
Did you have fun that day, or were they shitheads?
Never mind.
Why'd you put me in this position? Yeah, I'm a family guy.
Like, no, they suck.
I would do my first ever show when I met you guys.
Cute.
No, my birthday party. That shit was crazy.
I do my birthday too.
My birthday party was so, because all my family and friends were there. And
my
like,
birthday this year as well was amazing.
I would relive that every day.
The field day one?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go to the field day. Get the fuck out of here. You almost got me. I forgot about that.
I was at your but fucking field... actual birthday, dumbass. Yeah.
I just got attacked.
Oh,
Bahamas
oh,
was
so
fun.
Now I'm the angry black guy attacking a white person.
You are insane.
I'm joking. Stink.
All right,
Bookie.
Next one. You come across an old lady and a baby drowning in a pool. You can only save one. Who do you save and why?
Definitely.
What relationship do they have to you? Like, is it your baby? Or is
doesn't
it
matter.
Random?
Hey, random.
I like the way you think, Stink.
I'm going
let's
baby.
Let's say random.
Baby's got a whole life ahead of it.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Granny's at she's at the end of her time.
I know.
She's lived life.
Okay, what if it's like...
Don't say it.
Oprah and a random baby.
Girl, bye, Oprah.
Bye, Oprah. I'm joking.
I don't know her like that.
Now, I would save the baby
the baby's
just
got
because...
got a whole life ahead of it.
Yeah, and like she already had her time. It's like, give somebody else a chance. Yeah, and I think the baby would want this, or the old lady would want the same.
I would save.
If it was my grandma, though, and a random baby.
Right. Here's what I would do. I would save the baby.
Fuck them kids.
And, like, tell everyone what a, like I would make up a heroic story about the grandma, how she sacrificed her life to save that baby. So she would go down in history, you know? Mm. So it's like, it's a win-win. She lived her life and got a glorious death. And the baby
lives on.
Lives on and has a story to tell.
That's
probably smart. Won't remember it, but.
I grinned. That's how you know that was a good answer. You ate
I ate that one up. I totally forgot these are like first question, like first date questions. Like if my first date said that to me, I'd be like, I like the way you think.
I know. Give me some of this.
These are questions that are deep.
I love these. I actually love these. I'm going to use these.
Most first date questions are so surface level, you know?
I know. I really like these.
What do you mean you're going to use this? Are you single right now? Or are you?
No, I'm going to send these all to Dixie. Like,
oh, yeah. This is not a first date, though. I mean, but like, who's counting?
No, we're actually planning our first dates.
So. You guys are actually so cute together. I hope you last.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. All right, next one. What's one superpower you would not want?
Ooh.
And why?
Ooh. You don't really hear this.
No.
I wouldn't want to read people's minds.
I would want to.
Would you, though, for your mental health?
If I had the power to read minds, mental health is thriving.
But then
I'll cut out all the bad people out of my life. Yeah. My mental health's depleting because I don't know what y'all are thinking.
Everyone's thinking some bad things about you. And then you're lonely.
That's fine. At least I know. Rather than being depressed and not knowing what y'all thinking. Ugh.
Imagine being like, I don't care what y'all think about me. Like, let's just have a good time.
But then imagine you hanging around fake bitches that talk shit about you.
We do that all.
I don't. Because I can read people's minds.
Anyways. yeah, that was the one that just came like right off the top of my head. Because I
would say the power to. This is the dumbest power ever.
There's so many powers.
The power to like. I hate the like Aquaman bitches that can go like talk to fish and shit.
You wouldn't want that?
I think that's so stupid.
That'd be dope. What?
The Deep from The Boys.
That's why I hate his power. Because your powers only come in handy when you're near water, bitch. And also, water is so cold and murky. I'm not trying to mess up my hair.
You could live a normal life, though. Oh, sorry about
but
that.
But like going, but I'm you saying in my shoes, like, bam. Noah. I'm talking about me.
Okay.
I'm not going underwater, bitch.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, if space aliens announced that they would destroy the world in 24 hours and there was no way to avoid it, what would you spend that time doing if you had all the current resources you have right this second? So like the money you have, the cars you have, the house you have.
I'm definitely sucking dick. I'm joking. What would you do?
Well, have you seen the movie Don't Look Up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great movie.
You saw like when the comet was coming, everyone like on that rooftop bar, like it was like a quick scene, like it was panning out and everyone was just having sex. Like,
is that what you would do? You go get slutted out? Would you suck a
trying
dick?
To be family friendly. I would do something that would pleasure myself in those last 24 hours. Like I would do something that would bring pleasure, you know?
So sex.
Yeah, something like that. I think while also doing other things.
Sex while like playing video games.
But I want to do something I could, like I don't.
Woman would probably go and spend time with my family while you other people are having sex. She went to court.
Yeah, 24 hours. I could get home in 24 hours for sure.
I would be with my family and we'll be so high. I want to get my grandma faded as hell before she goes. We don't smoke, by the way.
Interesting. I probably...
You'd drink.
I would. You'd drink. Honestly, I just thought... If I knew the world was ending, I would take my first sip of alcohol and I would definitely experiment with some drugs. Like, if the world's
ending... Why did you say it like that?
If the world's ending, I'd be like...
What the fuck was that? Gucci, like, Gaga, the fuck,
I'm though? Curious, like, with Chris?
What the fuck was that?
I would...
Oh my God, I love you.
I would probably, try bitch. Things that I wouldn't normally try.
Would you suck a dick?
No, I probably not.
I wouldn't definitely not try.
I hope that's not, like, homophobic or anything.
Cut out, yeah. That's not homophobic. I got my head up black as well.
So...
That was so funny.
Get high, get drunk. I would get crossed and... have sex and then be with family. That's what I would do.
That's a beautiful answer.
That's a day and a half.
I would for sure. I would. Oh, I have a. You want to hear my hour plan? I have an hour plan. So at 1, I'll wake up, find out the news on Twitter. Gas. I'll make a TikTok talking about it because, duh, if I'm going to die, I'm going to go on the FYP. Then, then I'm going to call my homies. I'll be like, Darty at my house. You know what Darty is? Day party.
Yeah.
Darty at my house. Let's black out. So they're going to come over. We're going to get so high in the jacuzzi because we don't smoke. So if I'm going to die, I might as well get blazed.
Right.
And then around like 4, I'm going to hit up my favorite place. I'm going to get McDonald's because fuck the body. I'm going to be dead. So I'm going to eat hella McDonald's.
Yeah.
With the munchies.
Smart.
6. You know what I'm going to do at 6? Get my back blown out. Yup. I'm getting my back.
At 6 p.m.
By every person I've ever wanted to shoot my shot at, I'm going to shoot my shot. Bow. Then at 7, probably 8, knowing how long it takes, who knows how long it's going to be. I'm going to go to my grandma's house, and I'm going to get her so high. And then at 9, I'm going to go on TikTok Live, and I'm going to air out all y'all tea. Oh, I'm exposing all you bitches on TikTok Live at 9 o'clock. Stop. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The aliens miss. You're just like... The next morning, you're like, oh my god, not that.
I was joking.
Yeah,
it was
the
a
world
prank.
Was about to end.
But then comes 10 after airing your shit out. Someone's gonna pull up to the house to try to fight me. Boom, shot, first murder. Duh. If I'm gonna die, I might as well kill somebody too. And then comes 11. It'll probably be like, you know, the vibes will be a little bit off because, you know, come down and all that stuff. So I'll probably take a bath. Right.
Right.
And in the bath. Guess what? Boom. Back blown out again. Round 2. Yeah, it's 12. Boom, dead. Great day. That sounds amazing, huh?
That's the day. I forgot about the food aspect of it. I would probably eat so much ice cream.
My mind is so powerful, Jesus.
I would eat so much ice cream, so many brownies, to the point, like...
We would fuck up some ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's half-baked.
If you were in The Purge, would you participate or no?
That's also a great question.
Sorry. You would participate?
So. You would purge. Ooh. Who would you purge?
Like, I don't want to die.
Well, you can also hide, sis.
Would you? But like,
offense
is
your defense. Offense is your defense, huh? Let's say it's an 12-hour purge. Just from midnight to 12 p.m. in the morning.
Okay, you're right. I would
hide. You would hide?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say this.
A 12-hour purge.
If there's that one, there's one person in the world and you are allowed to like purge, would you go kill them?
I don't, if there's one person,
there's not one, like, there's person, that one person that's like I want to purge. It's just like,
why are you smiling so hard?
Because I'm trying to think of a scenario of like what I would do, like genuinely.
There's one person I got on the tip of my tongue that I would just really hit with a bat.
I think they hit from the back. I was like, you would use your purge to fuck someone. No.
Okay, that sounded wrong. It sounds like I'm gonna. Yeah,
we don't do that. Yeah, we don't condone that.
I would probably, if I were allowed to purge, I would for sure.
You would participate.
I wouldn't participate because I'm scared of getting hit. Right. Imagine getting my biggest fear is getting snuck. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what getting snuck is?
No.
Imagine you're walking.
I would snipe you.
And then boom, somebody hits you from the back of your head and start beating your ass while her friends on Instagram Live. That's so embarrassing because you're like, and I can't defend myself from the back, so I'll be shook. If I'm about to purge, girl, someone's gonna sneak my ass. I can't do that.
That's why I'm hiding.
Yeah. I'd probably go up on like a tall building and like snipe.
I don't like white people. And I'm gonna keep an eye out for you. That was a red flag. And that's, guess what? Boom, call it the
police.
That
was the whitest thing you've ever
said. Imagine I'm just up on the top of the building.
You've been saying a lot of questionable shit today. And you're a suspect.
Imagine it's like a face.
If
like,
I die.
You call me, it's like, hey friend, what you doing right now? It's like, oh, you're like telling me, you're like, oh, I'm just hiding in my house. I'm like, what are you doing? I turn my camera, my scope's aimed at your house. Imagine. Hey, friend. Surprise. Yeah.
Well, am I supposed to giggle? You thought I was going to chuckle at that?
There's just a red dot.
You just threatened my life.
There's just
and
like
I got
a laser
it on camera,
on your head,
bitch. You're like, mine. I own you now. You just threatened my life. Boom. Guess what? Your house, mine. Take off your fucking shoes. Yeah.
So would you purge? No, you would hide?
I wouldn't purge because I don't want to kill people. I'll probably beat somebody up. I'll jump somebody. I would have me and my girls jump Jeffree Star.
Where would you hide?
What the fuck? I'm not going to tell you, crazy bitch. You just
Dude,
said you was going
to
kill me.
I'm
not getting sniped. I'm not going to get sniped.
I'm not sniping. I'm hiding. The fuck?
If it's purged, I'm hiding with the D'Amelios. You know, them rich bitches don't have that shit on surveillance.
Or literally in like the trunk of a car.
But that's like, not smart because the cars blow up.
I'd get on a PJ. Where are we going? I'd get on a private jet.
Yeah, up in the air.
Oh, or, no, get on a sea. Ship. Get That's on a ship. Like, have a boat.
But they can swim.
Girl, they can't swim like that fast.
What if other people have got boats?
Oh, you know where I'm for real going?
Purging on the sea. They got yachts with like cannons on them.
You can't use that. It's a classified B-list weapon.
You think?
You can only use weapons C and below.
I'd flamethrower your ass. I'd cook you.
Let's do the next one.
All right, I don't know how to feel right now.
What's the largest mammal? Oh, this was what Noah. That other one
right.
was. What's the largest mammal you think you could knock out with one single punch?
Noah Beck.
Larry. The largest mammal.
What do you mean? Like, largest mammal I could knock out with one punch? I cannot beat a large mammal's ass.
Who's like the biggest? Monkey?
Like, you don't think you could...
A monkey would beat my ass.
Monkeys are fucking strong.
No, they're crazy. Remember, I had a monkey come over that bitch, grab my shirt, and I almost
like if I punched a gorilla square in the face, like as hard as I could, it would probably just like start wailing on me. A mammal. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to find like a loophole, like a whale shark. You know, those are mammals.
Make me think of ostrich, bird.
Oh my god, the
kangaroo.
Kangaroo would beat your ass. A kangaroo would single-handedly beat your ass.
Kangaroos
I would probably do... If I were to punch a mammal, it would for sure be a sloth because they can't fight back.
You could drop a sloth. I definitely think you could knock out a sloth.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this.
But I feel so bad. PETA's it's like
PETA.
But I feel so bad. Like
I did a sponsorship with PETA. We can't do them. I have a 2-year exclusivity. I love animals. I would never hit
Exclusivity.
One.
Okay.
This next one is not one that you would probably ask on a first date, but it could be one you asked a friend you met for the first time. When's the last time your dick got direct sunlight?
I don't think ever. Oh.
You never skinny dipped?
Yeah, I do it a lot, actually.
It's usually at night.
That's a nighttime thing.
No, I do daytime. This is my house.
You're weird.
You threatened to kill my life and then cook me.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're out here flinging that thing around in the daylight. You're weird.
I can do that because I'm hung. Yeah. I would for sure. Wait, what? I don't like this question.
Have you ever gone to the naked beach?
Mm-mm. Have you?
No. I've driven by one. Just because, like, I accidentally...
You're weird. I know you drove
Stop!
Past.
Stop! There wasn't, like,
yiddies.
A weird, like,
You drove past to see some Yizzy.
Have binoculars. No, yeah, I was just like,
your weird ass.
I think it was in Europe, and I just drove past. I was like, oh, there are naked people here.
So, Noah, when's the last time your penis saw light?
I don't think I don't tan with my thing out.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I don't think it's seen it ever. Maybe it's like through the window, if like I have my shower open, like my window open while I shower. Maybe it's seeing some from there.
Like a vampire.
Would you rather have sex with a goat but no one would know, or not have sex with a goat but everyone believes you did?
This question is so out of pocket.
I'd rather people believe that I had sex with a goat because I don't care.
No, you wouldn't. I don't care if it's unethical. I don't care if it's here you go. You're going to look at me like I'm crazy.
No, because I feel like this happened to you.
I swear.
You fucked a goat.
No.
Yeah, I'm on to your ass. The way you're acting to this question.
This question, it sounds so bad. And like, I don't.
It's not that hard.
Cancel me for answering a question. I don't think it is a question. It is so metaphorical. It's like.
Answer your question so I can rebuttal.
I would probably do the deed.
You know what's crazy? And I'm about to expose Noah. Earlier today, we were at Robux, and he goes, I could fuck anything right now. And I knew it. You would fuck anything. You said it at Robux, and I looked at you and go, what?
Oh,
and
We were talking about we were talking about our sex drives and our like testosterone and our levels.
I was telling him I told him I had no sex drive. He goes, I do. I could fuck anything right now.
No, not what I...
No, I know what you meant. I know
Dixie
what you
baby,
mean.
If you're watching that, no, as in like, my testosterone is just fine. I'm good.
So you would fuck a goat?
No, I'm just saying that
In this situation, you would.
In this situation, I think I would go with the first option.
It's a fight or flight thing.
No, it's
again.
Not.
Fight or flight, once again.
But like if everyone believes you fucked
up. Wasn't this a Black Mirror episode?
I don't know.
They made a Black Mirror episode about this. Like a very like high political figure was given the option. It was a pig, I think. It was like a London.
Yes.
It was like in England.
It's similar. It's different.
I think it had to have been based off this question because it's like a famous question.
Wasn't it with that they were gonna like kill his daughter if he didn't?
Yeah.
Or they were gonna like out some secret about him.
Yeah, if he didn't do it like on camera or something.
Yeah, that was like a life or death.
Yeah. Thing. This is not life or death, but I don't want like literally everyone you meet is like, you fucked a goat.
Like Dixie would know you fucked a goat.
Don't want that. Yeah. I would rather.
I wouldn't care because then
I would get it over with so quick though. It would. I'm not talking about it. don't act like you wouldn't. Like, don't.
Because I'm not going to fuck an animal.
Okay. Like, it is metaphorical. It is literally.
This has been very.
No, not my.
This entire day, you've been on some bullshit.
I've been.
And I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the London water had to do with it, but this shit's weird.
Dude, you.
We fucking goats now, Mr. Beck.
No, but everyone's going to believe you did and cool. I didn't. You won't even know if
that's,
I did.
That's fine, baby. Y'all could believe I fucked the goat. I'm not gonna actually do it.
Yeah, but no matter what you can do, no matter what you do, you can't talk to anyone.
What'd you say? You pulling out?
Of the goat? Am I that little Noah goat? Ew, stop. Next question.
Okay, next one.
Wait, I think I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah. Makes your tummy turn, but I'd rather.
Right.
No, because like, why would you actually fuck the goat? I'd rather him believe that I did than actually doing it.
But then what about your next partner? Like, you're
fine. Because my next partner will believe me over anybody else.
You cannot talk anyone out of it. Everyone's like, he fucked a goat. It's so
and
weird.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what y'all think about me.
Okay.
I'm not going to actually do it.
There you go. Okay.
See, no, because he's so weak-minded.
I did it.
You would do it. You would.
Larry on his king shit.
It's not like weak-minded. It's...
You pussy.
Fight or flight. You know?
I'm probably with you.
It's survival. It's like.
You fucking a goat too, friend?
Yeah, I think I would. I don't want people like.
Y'all just horny.
It's not about that. It's not in like y'all a sexual just, way. Like, oh no, my God, that goat.
So no, this is the way of y'all. Opinion. This is the way of y'all like basically speaking your truth. I know y'all like the bestiality. You watch.
Ew, stop.
You watch furry porn.
Next question. Ew, whoa.
You do. Yeah. You're into that shit. That's why Dixie goes like this all the time. Fucking knew it. That bitch be on her fours barking.
Okay, next question. Would you rather wear shoes the rest of your life without ever being able to take them off or never be able to wear shoes ever again?
I'd rather wear shoes than never be able to take them off. I do that already. I like wake up and put on shoes.
I've been really trying to like play the devil's advocate here and like always disagree with you, but I think I'm with you on this one. Just due to the fact that like it's just... But is it the same shoe every day, or is it just like as soon as you take off one, you have to put on another?
I think it's the same shoe every day, because then like you're taking shoes off and you're barefoot.
Okay, then what's your go-to shoe?
I've learned to...
Ow.
What's your shoe?
Did you just hit me?
Would you go with the Air Force?
You got that on camera, right?
You can dress them up or down.
Yeah, bitch, guess what?
I think Air Forces are a good shoe.
Guess what? Decapitated. I'm taking your house. That was a lawsuit coming your way, bitch. I would wear Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But you know how hard it is to put on shoes with pants? So hard.
I hear not being able to not wearing shoes like is really good for you though. Like I heard like walking like barefoot like a lot of places, not like around,
probably,
but like just like around the house and stuff like that. I heard it's like really good to like
build foot muscles.
Yeah, it's like just good for like your overall just feet. Yeah. Anyways,
if you were stuck on an island for the rest of your life with an exact clone of yourself, would you sleep with yourself?
100%.
Happy Pride Month.
Out of myself.
Oh my God. Happy Pride. No, I'm joking. I would definitely.
Wait, is it like a fight? It's not really a fight or flight. It's more just like the pleasure aspect of it, right?
Right. I mean, you are stuck on an island for the rest of your life. So it's like if you want to get that pleasure, all you can do is yourself.
I would dog the fuck out of myself. Yeah, well, that shit'll be crazy because I know what I like.
There, yes, mm-hmm. I see you.
But like, is that incest?
It's more no. I don't think there's a word for fucking your
like
clone.
Not, it's not like
would you be the top or would you be the bottom? You're both. This is crazy. You're uncomfortable. Let's change the subject. Noah's
I'm confused. But we're good though. We'll move on.
If you could have any appendage from an animal attached to your human body, what would you have? So that could be like a lion's tail.
A tail.
I want a hoof. I want it like a horse. Galloping. Oh my God, you know what I really would be?
Imagine just a lion's mane around my neck.
But wouldn't I be so pretty with like deer freckles and like deer whiskers?
You're a furry.
And you're into it. Yeah.
You whiskers be, out of all. You want
imagine
whiskers?
Me with whiskers? I'd be so like, I'd be so Tumblr and Pinterest. I want a lion's nose. I'd be so. Imagine me like a panther.
You can see it. I can't see you it. That's the weirdest thing.
Or like an alligator. Oh my God, I want.
What if you had the elephant trunk?
Okay.
Kind of fun.
To you.
Oh, stop.
Ah. You know what you need?
I'm really trying to. I guess what do I like most about animals? And like, I would get webbed.
That's what I've heard a lot.
It'd be kind of cool. Webbed fingers and toes.
Or gills.
Gills for sure. Like right here. Nice, yeah. Gills right here would be hard. Like on my obliques.
Oh.
Kind of aesthetic.
No, it really is.
But then he's the
deep.
The superhero power. The
yeah, but then I can literally breathe underwater. I don't care. Gills for sure. That's a great answer.
I want wings.
T. You ate me up.
Hot. I did. Devoured.
Like literally just stand there and all of a sudden. And you have like
I'm out of here. You can see it, yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah. Imagine me arguing with a bitch, slaps her, flies away.
Yeah. Just hovering over her.
Yeah.
Come get
spit
me.
Spit on her. I pee on her. I'd be
literally
so
literally sit on her like a bird.
No, but imagine like dating somebody with wings. That's so fun. They can like take you places and stuff. Free flight.
Okay, if you were reborn as an inanimate object, what would you want to be? So like a rock, a toilet, a guitar string.
Question. Last thing I would want to be is a toilet. I don't want people's feces going into me.
That's true. What were you going to argue?
Unless you're into that.
Just having people
I would
sit
probably
on you.
Be, I'd be a urinal.
Really?
Because I would laugh. It'd be so funny. But it sounds
I don't
like
know
sexual.
If you can laugh. You're a urinal.
Oh, okay. Wait. Ruin
a
moment.
A guitar string? That's so funny.
You know what? Okay. You know what you should... wait, what? Why am I giving you an answer? I think I'd be a camera so I can see everyone's like experiences. Ooh. Or like an iPhone.
That's good. Mm. I don't think it's that good.
You literally smell.
Maybe like...
I'd be
a really
white.
Famous like soccer stadium. Like a whole stadium. That'd be kind of dope. I don't know if you could do that. But like,
be the soccer ball.
Yeah.
No, because you just get beat up.
But like,
what if I'm into that?
Just yeah, like, oh, you're just like getting kicked. You love it. You're like Christian, hey.
Yeah, like that'd be fun.
Christian,
yeah, Cristiano.
Yeah,
Christian.
What a shot! I'm just.
You'd be such a good shocker bot.
That'd be funny. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, for the rest of your life, you can only eat the same thing for breakfast. What are you eating for breakfast every morning?
There's so many. Answers that immediately jump to mind. There's like this nostalgic breakfast that I used to get every single day at the RSL Academy that I used to go to when I lived in Utah for literally 2.5 years straight. I would eat like the same thing. And it was like eggs. It was the most basic thing, but the way that they prepared it, it was literally like cafeteria food, keep in mind. So it's like not anything like glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally just like these potato squares, eggs, and like sometimes I would mix it up between potatoes and or pancakes and waffles. And it was just something about it. And then we would like.
It makes sense though.
It was something about it. Like our whole team like looked forward. Like something about it was just so good. And like everyone loved it. But that's not what I would have. But I was just wanted to share that with y'all. I just wanted to share that. Like I immediately breakfast. I'm like, oh, that was so fun. Like. I think it was the memories attached to that meal. Like
I felt that.
All it's the like boys sub, just yeah. there. It was so fun.
I would probably say eggs.
Just eggs?
I can only pick one thing or
fuck
I can,
you.
I could do a plate.
Just eggs?
I'd do an English breakfast. The whole everything.
Give me a whole... Like, eat the same thing for breakfast. What do you...
I...
That, it can be taken either way.
I I just want you to know, you are a bitch. That's all. Let me finish what I was saying after you interrupted me.
I don't think it's, like, we could go either way. We could either do one item for breakfast the rest of your life or a whole breakfast.
A whole,
like,
meal.
Yeah, do a whole meal.
You're lucky I love you.
Do a whole meal, go.
Because if a man talk,
go.
Let me put my hater blockers on because you're fucking crazy. No, because the fact that a white cis man is talking to me this way is fucking crazy.
Go. What's your breakfast?
I'm flabbergasted, bitch.
I don't care what you are.
You should have a counter every time this happens.
I know. Breakfast.
The fuck your great gaspy looking ass got me fucked up. I don't like this.
I'll take it.
Stupid bitch.
That's a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
No, because like I wasn't trying to be mean. It was just like, you're fucking nuts. Show strong ass.
Breakfast. Go.
Show big ass.
These are compliments.
I know. You just
so cute teeth. I love it. No, I would have avocado toast with
spicy
eggs
mayo?
And salsa. That's what I eat every day.
He had avocado toast this morning. We went to a place for breakfast. I got like a peanut butter and banana with chia seed toast.
It looks amazing. So good.
Love it. He got an avocado toast. Next door to the actual place is like a random like sushi restaurant.
It's my favorite.
He went in there, got a spicy mayo, came back, and literally just ate the spicy mayo with his avocado toast.
It was so good.
So just interesting. I was like, where'd you get the spicy mayo? Because like no way Robex juice sells spicy mayo.
It was so good.
Acquired.
But yeah. Please. I think I would do breakfast every morning. For the rest of my life, because I want to think, like, I want it to be somewhat healthy if I'm eating it for the rest of my life.
You need ass.
Ass?
Ass.
No, I think, but screw the health. Like, honestly, my mom's special waffle. I think we talked about it this episode or last episode. I don't know which one it was.
Girl, was the that last episode. We just, last one.
Special waffle. Let me run you through my mom's special waffle.
No, we're
waffle.
Good. We're good.
Okay.
No, we're good.
Special waffle. We're
good. They're just waffles.
All right, let's end it with one last question.
They're so good.
We're going to end on a happy note. What makes you the happiest?
Don't do that.
I'm saying you first.
Don't do it. Oh. What?
Yeah, you thought.
No, I didn't think.
Check goofy ass.
Put your fine ass.
What makes y'all the happiest?
That's how we compliment each other.
What makes you the happiest? I feel like there's answers that I want to say that would make other people unhappy. And like that makes me unhappy.
Think that way. Like right now in the moment.
Like, I don't want to be like my family. And then like.
No, I think my.
No, people probably know there's many things that are going to make you happy. But like right now.
What makes me the happiest would probably be experiencing life with like friends and family.
I love friends and family.
Or just experience like other people's energy. Like I believe in.
Good times with good people.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
That's all.
I love that.
That makes me the happiest.
I'm going to be honest.
Stop fingering the wall, Noah. Noah.
Friends, family. DC makes me very happy. And soccer. Like, soccer makes me the happiest. Yeah. I don't think anything's ever... Like, I grew up my whole life playing that. And then, I don't know. Nothing... Yeah.
Nothing compares.
Nothing compares.
There you go.
It's crazy. All right, guys, now onto a segment that Larry and I like to call eBay. You can't guess how much this costs. Get what I did there? How does this work, Larry?
I don't fucking know.
I don't really either.
So basically, this game works where you're going to get a picture of something from eBay that is or was on eBay at one point in time.
Okay.
And then you guys will guess how much you think it costs. Okay.
Amazing.
And then we'll reveal the price. Right.
Easy. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Jump right into it.
Can we make this a competitive game where like the loser has to do something? Yeah. The loser gets to post one thing out of your camera roll to your story.
Ooh.
Snapchat.
Okay.
Deal.
Not camera roll. Just
Snapchat memories.
No. Just picture. Like anything they want. Like in this moment.
I was going to say.
Like you could literally flash your nut. And like, bam, I'm gonna
do
upload.
That. I'm not gonna do that. I'm like, yum. Why you gotta take it there?
I can't be to win that.
I think the memory is just funny because I'll post a picture of you when you had like that haircut. What?
First item is called the Peter Meter Pecker Checker Wiener Gauge. Wiener Gauge? Gauge?
Gauge.
Wiener Gauge.
Describe what it is.
So what we're seeing here, I mean, you guys are...
Audio listeners can't see.
So the people that are just listening right now, I'm going to try to describe to you what this item looks like. So it seems to be some kind of like rectangular box in some kind of way. Like think of like a tissue box or like a Kleenex box, but in like...
That's probably irrelevant. You could just say it's like a it looks like a thermometer.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like a thermometer. It's got some kind of liquid in it. It's all the way to the bottom, but there are then like metrics leading up to like the top size. At the top it says, Peter meter, can you get it up?
Hey, is this a dick measure?
Yeah.
And then the top one is size 9 to 12 and it's for exhibition elephants, walrus, buffalo.
Crazy.
What?
How like, much do we think this was?
$25.
$11.99
and Larry?
Oh my God, I changed my answer now. Can I do that?
Yeah.
I'll say...
Dude, I'll say like $12.99.
I'm going to say $9.
$9.
$11.99.
No, I'm going to say $13.
Okay.
Ew. So if you're slightly over, that's so annoying.
Wait, I was right the first time?
$25.
I won I get my point.
Larry has
none of us were even close.
No, I said 25 originally. I
changed it.
I changed it because you made me nervous.
Okay, well, I want two answers.
No, okay, 20, we want
26.
After it.
Oh, wow.
Say what it is.
Okay.
Charizard Cheeto. This is basically a picture of a hot Cheeto that looks like Charizard in a Pokemon card form. Now, I know these go for a lot because
these go bonkers. Like
Pokemon. That hot Cheeto looks exactly like Charizard. This is at least $400. No, $250. $150.
Okay. I'm going to play it smart. I'm going to say $175. So if it's over, then I got
no,
it. That's what you did to mine.
I want to change
don't mine. Don't even. No, that's what you did. So if it's less, you get it. If it's more, I get it. Go.
Okay. $150, $175.
It's probably like $1,000. Yeah, that's insane.
$10,000.
That's $10,000 for a hot Cheeto?
Imagine like finding in your bag, you're just like, I could sell this. Like,
but it's probably bid it to $10,000.
Like for our audio listeners, the Cheeto looks exactly like...
Like exactly like Charizard. And I kind of want it. You know what? Buy me it for my birthday.
I'm going to eat it.
$10,000.
It's a $10,000 chip.
All right, next one.
All right, y'all. So this is the Secret Zombie Brain Surgery Toolkit. So what we're seeing here is it looks like a briefcase. And you open it and it's kind of just like a bunch of... It looks like a... Think like torture device and think like tools. You know, you kind of got like the scissors, the different font of scissors. You kind of have like
syringe,
pliers, tweezers.
This is definitely like $60.
Secret brain.
You go first.
I'm gonna say $250.
I'm gonna say
that could be so off.
I'm gonna say $130.
Okay.
$130 and $250. Let's see. 336.
Let's go.
That's
so that
crazy.
Is 2 points for Noah. 1 point for Larry.
Okay, sure. What is this? A fossil? Real mummy cat. Basically, it is a dead cat. This is for sure going to be $700. No, I'll do a K.
And for audio listeners, this is like a full-on mummy of a cat. Bones.
I'll do a K. I'm going to say $2,000.
Oh, my God. Stop doing
just
that.
Just above you.
$1,000 and $2,000. We'll have you go first.
No.
Or we'll have you go first next.
On the okay.
Next
one. Oh, I was
cool. Yeah. $800.
I was literally. I said,
what?
I said that.
It's a real mummy cat. I think it's probably thousands year old.
Right. I think it would be more.
1,000 years old. That's
what is
crazy.
It?
Crazy. This is Justin Bieber's hair clippings. So for the people listening, it's literally a small glass container with Justin Bieber's hair for maybe a haircut, and it's signed by him. So I think the signature adds value. I think the hair clippings itself, like
the box itself adds value. That's a nice box,
right?
Fair enough.
You go first.
It looks like a glass box.
Justin Bieber's hair. I think I'm gonna say $500.
And what you're going to see, it sold for this exact price.
I'm going to say 3,000.
Okay, $500 for Noah, 3,000 for Larry, and the price is $40,000.
I was going to say something
like that. Yeah. $668. That's crazy. Are you joking?
Someone actually bought this for $40,000.
What do they do with the hair? Try to clone it?
Wait, sniff that shit. Who the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Are you joking? Someone like, I knew 500 might have been a bit low, like, as soon as I said it. And then you said, like, someone bought it for this. And I was like, okay, there's some crazy people out there. $40,000. That's bonkers. Insane.
Yep.
Somebody should have bought my underwear. I almost did it.
How much? How much they want?
Okay.
That's not enough.
I know.
Not enough.
And they wanted it to be, like gym underwear.
He sold it anyways.
I smell like roses, bitch. I did.
It's, like, stiff. Like,
no, thanks for my rant. Thanks for my... Okay, bitch.
Oh, my God. The underwear walks itself.
I think it's 3 Larry, 2 Noah right now, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Mwah, yeah.
All right, next one.
So this is basically a picture of a squirrel with underpants. I'm assuming those are actual underpants for squirrels.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is going to go for a good $35.
I'm going to say $25.
Okay, you said 25. Larry, you said
35.
And squirrel squirrel underpants cost.
Be $30.
$25.
2 cents off. I hate
it. Wow.
We
got a tie game right now.
Three's up. Y'all, the next item is guinea pig battle armor. So as we're seeing here, it's an adorable little guinea pig, like fully decked out in armor. Like knight in shining armor type. Very Game of Thrones-esque. Dixie would ask this. Dixie would definitely get the, depending on how much it is.
Does she have a guinea pig?
No, but.
If she did,
she would have the guinea pig armor.
For sure.
All right, how much is guinea pig armor? What are we thinking?
I don't know if it's playing it safe, but it just seems right. I'm going to say $100.
I'm going to say $250.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
And the price is? 24K.
I was closer though, so.
$24,300
What?
Why are y'all fucking buying guinea pig armor?
How nice does this armor look? For those that are listening,
guinea pigs are gonna wear it.
This looks like really fancy gild.
I guess. Silver armor. But like, it could be plastic. Like, you can't even really tell from the picture. Like,
it's probably nice materials if it's 24K.
Right, but why the $24,000? That is insane.
Some people, they're guinea pigs, that's their life, you know?
I guess.
That's so goofy though. Like, I would, like, what is this? G-Force? I don't know. Your guinea pig does not need
good
armor.
Reference. Love it. Sky cool. High?
Oh, okay.
Okay, a few more.
Fiji Island Beachfront Paradise Next Resort. So basically, the entire island to yourself.
I swear to God. Is this still up? Or is it sold?
I think this one actually did sell, but if you go on eBay, actually, no. I think this was still on eBay.
You can buy islands.
Yeah,
you can buy an island,
a house, a car. They have it all.
I'll mess around and buy a freaking island.
How much we think?
$5 million.
Guys, for people that can't see, this is a beautiful island. It's Fiji. Like, stuff that you see on the bottles, you know? Like,
This is nice.
There might be nothing on there, though.
There might be nothing on it, though. But it's an investment. You could make your own little village in this place.
I want to change my answer.
Change
what
it.
Are you changing?
I'm going to put $1.3 million.
Okay. I'm going to say $1.8.
Okay, so Noah's saying $1.8, Larry's saying $1.3, and the price is...
If it's less than a mil...
$900,000.
I'm going to mess around and buy an island. Could you imagine?
Yes, I could see you on an island. You take pictures every day.
Like, you can just sort of, you can go on eBay and buy an island. That's crazy.
Five? Relatively. For me, four.
How sick would that be?
Be
like, yo, let's go to my island.
It'd be crazy.
Like, on a summer, like one summer, just be like, yo, where do you guys want to go on a summer trip?
Jar of 24.
Genuine wishbones. Wishbones are hard to come by, I feel like.
I know, but like, I'm looking at the bones and I don't...
It's creepy.
Okay.
They're in great shape,
I'm going to give a good, like, $40.
Okay.
$40?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just because I feel like it's more, but I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to say 50.
$999.
You're winning. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
They're hard to come by. They're kind of rare.
They are. They really are.
And those are
and they're real.
Great condition. Yeah.
All right, I feel like somebody sucked those off a chicken.
5-4.
I know.
Perfect heart-shaped potato. This should be the last one. It looks like a cute little butt, and it is a potato, and it's literally like a perfect heart.
You go first.
These things are weird. They could either be really expensive. This is rare.
Or really cheap.
Perfect heart-shaped potato. Like, I don't know why someone would need this, where someone would, like, this isn't like the Cheeto, where you can, like, flex it and be like.
You can flex a heart-shaped potato.
I guess, but is it more of like a home decor? Like,
true.
I'm saying $1,000. Which could be ridiculous, but it's also.
I'm going to say $500.
Love it. Come on. What the
fuck? Oh, $100 is the price of the perfect heart-shaped potato.
Which means I win.
Mary's the winner.
That was easier than I suspected.
Some people are crazy.
Hand over your phone, stinky butt.
Don't be ridiculous. Wait, what are you going to go through?
I mean, I could post your Instagram story. I could post your Snapchat story. It's really up to you.
My Snapchat, but what do you want to post? Like, where are you selecting from? My camera roll or?
It's up to you, stink. It's your phone.
Oh. That's it for this episode of Put a Sock in It. And I lost the game, so we're going to go through my phone, and he's going to, you guys will probably see something.
Reparation.
Like, you guys will remember when you see this, you'll be like, oh, this is, you know, because you'll see something random pop up in my Snapchat story. This is because of this. That was because of this. But yeah, that's it. And goodbye. Thank you guys so much for watching. We're going to select that photo right now.
Bye, guys. We hope
everyone has a great day. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, turn those post notifications on, and love you guys. Make sure you guys use some of those first date questions. They'll come in handy. Peace.